Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am talking to Brandon Russell, who's been helping put together a gallery show for some emerging Black artists in the community for Juneteenth. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you're getting together and why.
So I am getting together a Black art show just to show off our young Black artists, even some of our non-young Black artists. But back in February, I'm part of Impact Cookeville, and we did not have our banquet, so decided, let's do an art show. And we took a week at Soulcraft. They were nice enough to let us use their space. And we just showed off the local Black artist. And I was just thinking we'll maybe have two or three pieces, you know, something. I just want to show off what we had. And we started getting a lot of responses. I think we were able to get six in at that moment. And it was great. And so we got a really good response. There was a lot of traffic in and out looking at everything. I was at Soulcraft at some point in time, and I saw people coming in and looking at it, and they just really loved it. And at the end of that week, we actually did an art show where we did a meet the artist, and we packed the house. And so these young artists ages from 8 to their mid-20s. Most of them were in that teenager's age. They got to get up and they got to talk about their art. And so that was super powerful. We really enjoyed it. So we said, hey, let's do it again for Juneteenth.
I love that. And I definitely went into Soulcraft and saw it. I didn't get to go to the show, which was disappointing. But just seeing the talent we have here is incredible because it is such a thriving art community. And there are so many resources for students and kids and older adults who are interested in art. What were some of your favorite pieces then?
There's a few of them. One was done by an 8-year-old that had a fist and a Sprite can that was busted into pieces. She actually took the Sprite can, cut out pieces, and put it around it. And that represents the Sprite and the culture and just kind of breaking out of those stereotypes. And so with a lot of marketing with Sprite, I can tell you that sometimes that is pointed towards the Black community. So sometimes we can be stereotyped as that. So the fist was just a show breaking our stereotypes and getting to know us for who we are individually. Another piece that I enjoyed a lot was one that actually personally brought home. I actually got this one. But it showed a Black man with a crown and just had a lot of positive words around it, saying king, role model, just really reflected all the positive things that, you know, we as Black men have and we hold. And so I was able to put that one actually up in my son's room, so he gets to see that every day.
That's incredible. And since you are so involved with Impact Cookeville, which tell me a little bit about that, because some of our listeners might not have heard of the organization.
Impact Cookeville, we've been around for about 10 years, and we were just trying to make a voice for the Black community and just let the community know and the leadership of Cookeville in the area that there is a Black presence here, and we have a voice and we have opinions, and we want you guys to know who we are. And so we've done a lot of things in that space in the community. We've done scholarships for laptops for high school students going into college. We've done that. And we've also have had a few seats at a table in the community as far as planning for the future of the community. We've put together different diversity groups and things like that as well. Lately, we've been really trying to make sure that we're a welcome wagon for any minorities coming into the area. As a person of color, when you show up in the area, you have questions about where you can find this, where can you find that. And sometimes you can't really find those questions because it's hard to find people who look like you. And so we try to make sure we're also a welcome wagon and just help connect people with certain resources as well. The biggest thing that we've done this for many years, is our banquet in February. And that's really what we're known for, is our banquets, where we honor 2 to 3 Black individuals in this area that's made great strides. Anywhere from the Bohannons to Morris Irby to Mark Burnett, you know, we try to focus on finding those people who've done great things in this area and just honor them. And it's a great time. It is a fantastic time. Shaquana Westers also have been there. She was one of our first honorees as well. And so
she's incredible. I think I went to the last one before COVID shut everything down, and I was just like, this is a good time. And yes, I met so many people that just don't meet in my day-to-day life because, mm-hmm, like, tends to hang out with like, which, right, is something we need to work on here. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Brandon Russell.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Brandon Russell, who's working with Impact Cookeville, to bring some attention to both Juneteenth and some young and not-so-young Black artists in the area. Brandon, tell me a little bit about the show at Soulcraft.
The show is going fantastic. We do have a few artists and their work is out. And so we've seen a lot of people very interested and very engaging about what these Black artists got to say, especially at this age. Sometimes we don't really think teenagers have a thought or have opinions. And so to see them really voice their art or voice what they think through their art has been absolutely amazing and humbling in a lot of different ways as well.
Well, like what you were talking about with the 8-year-old with the fist and the Sprite can, like at 8, I was probably still eating paste.
Right.
So just the fact that these kids are putting this much thought and this much feeling into what they're doing is really incredible. And you also had the Juneteenth celebration at West End yesterday. How was that?
Yesterday, yes, it went great. We had our tents out there. We were frying fish. We were grilling burgers. It's just a good opportunity for people to come out and just see the history. We do talk about the history of Juneteenth, why that's important, why that matters to us. It's also a great way to kind of to meet parts of the community you normally don't meet. And so I'm always meeting new faces when I'm out there, telling them who we are, what we do, and things like that. So it's always a great time to be out there.
You mentioned you give out scholarships to some of the top Black students in the area.
Yes, we do give out scholarships for laptops. And those are awarded to the Black students here in the school system with the highest GPAs. We typically hand out at least 6. I've seen some years where we've handed out 8. But we want to make sure that they're loved and they're supported and that we're able to actually give them something that they can use moving forward. As well as we're pretty close. I've not checked recently, but I think we've also sealed our endowment for Tennessee Tech. So now we're in a position where we can actually help give a scholarship to a Black student for Tennessee Tech, which keeps our kids and our best of the best here in town as well.
That's great. Tech is such a great resource. And, with the Multicultural Center, and we've got Dr. Rob over there, I think having that access is probably really useful to impact Cookeville and everything you guys are doing.
Definitely is. And we can also get them plugged in the community so they get to know what's going on in the community as well.
Exactly. Which can be hard because there is always so much happening on campus and around here in general. Cookeville's such a thriving community these days. So Soulcraft Show. A little bit more on that. I know one of the artists you said is involved is Mark Burnett, who has been such a huge figure in this community for so long.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of info on what he's doing.
So if no one knows about Mark Burnett, he's an artist. Like, we always see him at Tech. We've always seen him or as a pastor, but his love and his hobby is art and just doing art. So I asked him if he would like to put in a few pieces. And I know that Mark just paints just to paint. And so I had an opportunity to show up at his house and just rummage and look through all the stuff that he's done over the years. And so I found 2 pieces that I really liked. One was like a little bit of a musician style and some bright colors. And so he was more than happy to donate those pieces and so we can hang them up. All of our art is for sale. So they should have price tags there. If not, you can ask someone at the desk or at the front, and they can give you a price for it as well. So everything up there, if there's a price tag on it, then it's up for grabs.
Fantastic. And that's happening, Soulcraft, how long is that going on for?
Till the end of the month. We haven't given it a solid date yet. We're just letting it ride. More details on that, though. We'll definitely be talking a little bit more about that.
Okay, and we'll keep posting more details about that on the Scene Instagram and Facebook pages for everyone throughout the rest of this month. Definitely stop by and see that, though. And Soulcraft is open Tuesday through Saturday?
Yep.
So lots of chances for everyone to go visit. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Brandon Russell. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Brandon Russell with Impact Cookville. Brandon, the show at Soulcraft is going on through about the end of the month, maybe longer. Will you be doing another actual open house yep. with artists?
Yes. We call it Meet the Artist. So we are definitely planning on that towards the end of the month. And that's just an opportunity for those who've seen the pieces, those who want to know who was behind the art, can show up, and the artist gets to talk about their piece and elaborate more on it. And we get to hear everybody's piece about it and things like that, which was really fun. Sometimes there's some of these kids, it's the first time they've got to really talk about their art. And so just to hear about, you know, what they're thinking and some of their raw talent, it's just really great to hear and just really inspiring.
I bet for some of them, it might even be the first time they're speaking in public. With the last time in February, were they all nervous or?
There were some nerves for sure. And there was a couple who just wanted just to be there in person, but not really talk about it much. So we was able to get their story beforehand, and we just elaborate on that piece without making them feel like they had to. But we also sold a lot of the art. I think almost every piece got sold that same night. And so to look at a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old to say, hey, how much you want to sell your art for? And they're like, $10. I'm like, no, we're going to put a $50 price tag on this and we're going to see what happens. And then 10 minutes later, it's sold. And just see the excitement on a child's face that their art got sold for $50 straight to them. Like they got $50 for their art. It was fun. And it was really good to see them feel inspired and proud of their art and do what they do. There was one piece that was out there that was actually for a picture. It wasn't painted or anything. Someone has a photography vein and took a picture of a scene. It looked super perfect, super pristine. They brought it in already framed, and I thought the picture was the stock photo of the frame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I really looked up and said, okay, great. We got a frame. Where's your stuff? And they're like, this is it. Like, oh, okay. You know.
That's incredible. There's so much talent around here, and the community really does embrace it. Mm-hmm. Like the art community here, just the general public community really embraces artists.
Anna, who's there at Soulcraft, who runs Soulcraft.
Yes.
Very much thank you to Anna. She let us use her space, and she did not hesitate to let us use her space. But she's also had thrown out the idea of having these artists have a booth at Art Prowl later this year.
Oh, so, that'd be incredible.
Yes. So if you miss it this time, if things go right, we will have some kind of exhibit at Art Prowl as well.
That sounds fantastic. That's one of the best events every year, and so much fun, and that'd be such a great time
for
those kids.
It's a great time.
So speaking of the community, you're clearly very involved, both with Impact Cookville and several other organizations. Why do you think it's important to be involved?
Well, growing up, I was always told it keeps you out of trouble. And so I think it keeps me out of trouble staying involved. but as well as it's good to be connected to what's going on around you. And if you don't see something that you like, or you see something that's missing, it gives you a good opportunity to start talking about those things and really see what changes can be made, what can be grown from something that's missing. You know, so it's really good. As well as, you know, I'm a dad. I enjoy making sure that I'm setting that good example for all of us. And I also have that nice tingly feeling on the inside when I do something nice for others.
Always such a good feeling. and seeing the need for things to just pop up. I mean, that's really how Impact Cookville got started, was there was a need and that helped fill it.
Definitely. It started off as just a few people getting together for breakfast, and then it grew into what it is now.
So if people want to get involved with Impact Cookeville, what's the best way?
I would say definitely go to our Facebook page. We're always posting what's happening. Anywhere from, you know, our Saturday morning meetings that we have from time to time to events that's going on here in the area. So that's the best place, is just to be there, see what's going on. We also have a website as well that you can follow, impactcookville.com. And there you, there's a spot where you can fill out a form of interest, as well as our calendar of events. Plus, we put together a list of Black local businesses.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and that's there as well. So you can actually see, like, what services are being ran or who holds it.
Sounds great. So make sure y'all stop by Soulcraft, check out the art on display this month, and watch the scene Facebook and Instagram, as well as Impact Cookville's, for more information on the Meet the Artists. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.